If you've got your Bibles tonight, I want you to look with me into John chapter 21. The book of John, chapter 21. Beginning with verse 1, the Bible says, "After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples, seven altogether. And Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. That night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire, and coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. Now this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Brother Vince White, would you pray for us tonight? Yes, God, help tonight. Yes. Amen. Turn this thing up, brother. Can't hear myself. Amen. Thank you. All right, I'm interested tonight in verse number 12, where Jesus said these words, Come and dine. Now I want to preach on this thought tonight, dining with the Master. Dining with the Master. You notice that Jesus had come to his disciples here. Now, if you're saved tonight, you're supposed to be a disciple of Christ. You're supposed to be a follower of Christ. You're supposed to want to learn and sit under him and to be a follower of Christ, friend. And tonight, friend, I want to take this story right here and the words of Christ right here, and I want us to come and dine with him a while. That's what he was wanting his disciples to do right here, that they might grow. Now, you'll notice that the very first disciples that were mentioned right here was Simon Peter and Thomas. You look back a couple of chapters right here and you'll find Peter denied him three times. You'll find that old Thomas in the preceding chapter right here, he was one who said, Well, I just ain't going to believe. Ain't you glad we got a God of second chances tonight? Ain't you glad that even though you might deny him in your life, friend, he'll come to you and he'll give you a second chance. Hey, he'll speak to you. He'll call you to come and dine with him. And a lot of times in our Christian life and in our Christian walk, the reason we don't get anything done for God, the reason there's no fellowship with Him, hey, we get cold and we get distant from the Lord, friend, because we're not eating from the Lord's table like we ought to be. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. We're anemic. Amen. Yes, sir. Y'all sure are weak tonight. I'd love to have a little amen every now and then if you agree with me. If you don't say nothing then. Come and dine. Come and dine. What he said, ain't it? Hey, I believe every time that this church is opened up right here, Christians ought to have a hunger and a thirst to come and fellowship with one another and to fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the house of God, and I'm glad He shows up down in His house to bless His children, to feed His children, to charge His children, and to, hey, give us strength to go out and serve Him. We ain't just in this thing for a sake. Y'all look like y'all voted for a Democrat or something. What's the matter with y'all tonight? You know, don't put all your confidence in man, though. Amen? Don't look for a whole lot of change to come just because the Republicans got control of this Senate over there, friend. You better put your confidence in God. You better put your nose in this book right here and see what He says about the days that we live in. Amen? And now listen, friend, we need to be dining from the Master's table tonight, friend. Hey, these seven disciples were called, friend. They were chosen by Him, and we were too. Ain't you glad that He chose you one day? Ain't you glad that He called you one day, friend? And we ought to be servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be shining. We ought to be sharing this gospel story. We ought to be growing in the Lord Jesus Christ in wisdom and knowledge, friend, and offering ourselves a living sacrifice unto Him. Amen. Well, listen to me tonight now. These men were to be shepherds. They were disciples. They'd learned. They'd sit under Christ. But Christ, friend, He'd been crucified. He'd risen from the grave, and He would soon ascend back to the Father. And He was leaving them to go out and shepherd the flock of God. And all of us, friend, as Christians, friends, we're kind of like shepherds to these little old children around here. We're leaders. They look up to you, and they look up to me for guidance, friend. And hey, when they look at us, they ought to be able to see Christ in us, friend. They ought to be able to see that our God, that our Redeemer lives, friend, and we're serving a living God tonight. Oh, listen to me, friend. Not only were they called a shepherd to stand against the wiles of the devil, to suffer even for Christ. Now listen, there's a lot of times in the Christian life that it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. But there's times when things just ain't going our way. We've got an adversary. He wants to see us stumble. He wants to see us fall. He wants to see us go backward instead of forward. Amen? We gotta dine at the Master's table, friend. We need strength in our spiritual man that's within us, friend. There's gonna be difficulties. There's gonna be disappointments. There's gonna be discouragements that come our way. There's gonna be devils that come our way. And we need the Lord's strength. So He says to His disciples, them boys that done failed, here old Peter is done leading them out. Out there, I'm going a fishing, he said, when you ought to have been sitting there studying and praying, seeking the Lord. But he said, well, I'm just going a fishing. And they said, well, we'll go with you. Ain't that a lot the way we are? We look at one another. One man falls in the ditch, well, we liable to just jump in there with him, ain't we? Amen? That's our nature. We need leaders that'll be true. Amen. Listen to me now. We need discernment. We need direction. Listen now. We need dedication. And we need a diet. You know, we as Americans, we are known for eating things that ain't good for us. Amen? Everybody ought to be saying amen right there. Every once in a while, Sheila will get on the kick and I'll have broccoli and brown rice, Brother Lee. Change of diet. Here I am wanting a hamburger and French fries. But listen, the Christian life's kind of like that. We got to eat right. And this King James Bible right here is food to us. It's strength to us. It's help to us, friend. And the Lord Jesus wants to prepare a table for His children. We need that kind of diet in our life. Just as we need natural food, we need spiritual food if we're going to grow and if we're going to do anything or ever be anything for Christ. Everybody wants to feed their kids in the right kind of food and see them grow up and be smart and be strong and be healthy, don't they? Well, Christ is the same way with His children. Spiritually, He wants us to be strong and healthy, friend, and be of use for something in this world besides just a well, I ain't going to say that. Well, listen, you remember old Elijah over in 1 Kings chapter 19? Some of you remember him. He just wrought a great victory over the prophets of Baal. Now Jezebel's got on his trail and told him she's going to kill him. Well, he runs off in the wilderness and sits down under a juniper tree, and he wishes he could just go on and die. Lord, just take my life. This ain't worth it. And he falls off to sleep there, and lo and behold, an angel of the Lord comes and touches him, wakes him up, and he finds there a cake on the fire and water. And he tells him to eat and drink. He eats and he drinks, and he falls back to sleep. He touches him again, and the same situation there, the same instructions there, but he says this. He says, the journey is too great for thee. And he eat of that meat, the Bible says, and he went in the strength of that meat for 40 days and 40 nights. Which shows me, friend, that listen, we need something from the Lord. We need some meat from the Lord. We need something that'll carry us another day. Hey, we need to be growing and going forward for the Lord as He gives us life and breath. Friend, He's got a job for us to be doing as we journey through this life. Come and dine, He says. But I wonder tonight, are you really hungry? There ought to be a hunger for us. There ought to be a hunger within us for the things of God. And I challenge you tonight, friend, to die. Listen, I tell you what our trouble is. We filled up with the junk of this world. Amen. When we forget about the things of God, we let the spiritual man starve to death. And we feed the natural man on the junk that the world has got to offer. God's interested in the spiritual man. The flesh, friend, is going back to the dust. Hey, listen to me now. I want you to notice in this scripture here, quickly tonight, friend, there's a call to fellowship with the Master. Jesus wants fellowship with you and I. Hey, we've got a God of love. He loves us with an everlasting love. Don't you think He wants fellowship? Don't you think that He wants to hear from you? He wants to speak to you, and He wants you to speak to Him. Jesus was on the shore right here, and he cries out to his disciples there, calling them in. Hey, He wants to feed you tonight. There's a call to fellowship. He called them, children, children, have you any meat? He could ask us the same question tonight, couldn't He? Have you any meat? Wonder, have we got anything to share with somebody out in the world that's lost, undone, that doesn't know our Lord? They've got a hunger and a thirst within them that they don't know how to satisfy. We need some meat to share with them. We need some milk of the Word to share with them, friend. Listen to me tonight, friend. He calls. And notice the confession. They said, no. Wonder what your answer would be tonight. I wonder what our answer would be if somebody lost and undone questioned us of the reason of the faith that we have within us. Could we give an answer? Could we share the gospel with them? Do we have enough meat within us of the gospel, knowledge of the gospel, that we could share with them? They confess. They said, no. Well, the call, the confession, the carnality. You see, they'd turn back. They'd turn back. When they should have been waiting upon the Lord. And I mean, they'd already seen the risen Christ, friend. And man, isn't it amazing how quick we can go back on God? We can have a blowout meeting on Sunday morning, and then by Tuesday, friend, it's like we ain't been in church in a year. It's kind of what happened to the disciples right here. Peter, he's kind of a restless person, I guess, anyway. He said, I'm going to fishing. He ought to have been saying, I'm going to pray. Amen. I'm going to study the words that the Lord's given me. But instead he said, I'm going to fishing. And they said, we are going with you. And they went out there and they caught nothing all night. Can I tell you, when you go back on Christ, you're going to wind up with nothing. Empty. Empty. Hey, we're debtors to the grace of God, friend. Notice this, the carnality, they compromised, they got cold, and they got caught. Let me tell you something, you're going to always get caught. Always. Be sure your sins will find you out. Listen to me. The Holy Ghost is on your trail. If you're a child of God, you can't get away from Him. You think you got your little sins hid? He knows all about it. He'll call you out. Children, have you any meat? I bet they didn't give a real loud answer. No. I bet that was sort of a mealy-mouthed answer. But then the command. Now, what did he say to him? He said, cast the net on the right side of the ship and you shall find. In other words, get right. That's always, a good thing for us to do is to examine ourselves and get in the right place with God. Amen? If we're going to be blessed in this life, then that's where we're going to have to get. We're going to have to be obedient. We're going to have to get right. We're going to have to do what He says to do. Amen? Now, I'm talking about the call to fellowship. He shows up and He calls out to His children there. Listen, there was a compliance. They didn't argue with Him. They cast their net on the right side of the ship and they found blessings. You want to be blessed in your life? Be obedient. Don't be bucking everything that the Lord asks you to do or commands you to do. Listen, he demands obedience from His children. These men, they had a great, great calling, a great ministry ahead of them. But it required obedience. They had to stay right with God, same way in our lives. There's no telling what God could do with us. With each one of you that's sitting in this house now, there's no telling what God could do with you if you'd just be obedient, if you'd be willing, if you'd just get in fellowship with the Lord like you ought to be. Amen. A call to fellowship. Now look, there's a call to feast. Look, His plea. He says, come and dine. Come and dine. I'm glad that, listen now. If they wasn't nothing done in here tonight but just read a few verses out of this Bible right here, sing a song, pray in the altar, hey, you could get what you need for your life if you're hungry for it. Jesus is calling, come and dine. He wants you to come and ask Him for what you need in your life. Hey, He wants to see the spiritual man, spiritual woman, friend, that lives within us. He wants to see us blessed. And He wants to be able to use us as we go out in life. And He's calling every time, friend, for us to come and feast at His table. He will prepare a table before you. Hey, listen, He's got exactly what you and I need tonight. Now, sometimes it's hard to get it down. Amen? Sometimes it's hard to get it down, I said. He said, children, have you any meat? They said, no. And John there, the one that had been closest to Him, he said, it's the Lord. No, Peter was naked on the boat, wasn't he? He had to grab his coat and had to jump. He jumped into the water there. A lot of times, friend, we don't want to get right with God. Amen.
We want God to use somebody else instead of us. We're lazy. We're unthankful. But I'm telling you tonight, we're debtors to God. We owe Him our lives. He's given us health and strength, friend, and we ought to be willing to serve Him to our fullest. There's a call to feast, His plea. He said, come and dine. Notice this, His provision. Hey, He didn't take of the fish that they'd caught. He had something of His own there for them. It doesn't matter, friend, who's up here in this pulpit preaching. Listen, what matters, friend, is this book right here. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, friend. Hey, it's all about Him. It ain't about me. It ain't about anybody else. Listen to me now. His provision, you'll notice three things that He had right here. He had fire, He had fish, and He had bread. Listen, we need the fire of the Holy Ghost in our lives, don't we? Listen, when we come and dine with Him, we ought to want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hey, the Holy Ghost fire of God, friend. Hey, it'll charge you up. It'll send you forth. It'll use you in things that you never thought you could even do. And that's what we need in our lives today. We need to get back to His provision. We need to get filled with His fire and be willing to be used of Him. And notice His fish, friend. That was meat. It's time to get off the milk of the Word and get into the meat of the Word. It's time to grow up as adults, friend, and to be used of God in a mighty way. Growing up. Hey, these men were fixing to have to face all kind of devils. They needed to grow up, and so do we. We live in a wicked day, in a wicked society, friend. There's plenty of devils. Hey, there's plenty of devils that we have to face in the day that we live. There's plenty of devils that our kids have to face, friend. And we need some victories in our life. Amen. We don't need to give in to Him. We don't need to compromise with Him. Amen. His provision, the fire and the fish, friend, and the bread, the fullness of the bread. Jesus is the bread of life, and we need to be full of Him. Wonder how much you've been eating out of this book. I wouldn't ask you for a show of hands. I wouldn't embarrass anybody, but I wonder what this book means in your life. One of these days soon, we're going to stand before God. We're going to have to give an account of our works. Listen, come and dine. Come and dine with the Master. Hey, I know we got lives to live. I know God wants us to enjoy life. And listen, but there's more to it than a job, a home, a ball game, the pleasures that we put before God. You better watch out. Listen to me. He was preparing these men for the days ahead of them. His plea, His provision, His purpose. Purpose was to strengthen them. The psalmist David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. He said, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That's what God wants to do for us. He wants to prepare a table for us every time we look into His Word. Hey, listen, you ain't got to be in church to eat from the Lord's table. Amen. Listen, you can eat from the Lord's table in your prayer closet. You can eat from the Lord's table in your devotional time, in your study time, friend. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. Hey, come and dine with Him, friend. Hey, get in His book. Get in His Word, friend. Hey, get involved. Get involved. Quit being an anemic Christian. We need some strong Christians. Amen? You know what? I had an old goat. Lord, don't buy no goats. I know why the Bible calls goats now. They have trouble, boy. They are pretty things till they get sick. And they don't take much to get them sick, boy. But I had one to get anemic. And, boy, I mean, just from day to day, you can see them going down. That's the way it is with a Christian. Let me tell you something. Your pastor stands up here in this pulpit, he can read your face. Amen. He can tell when you've been eating some poison. Amen. That's right. You look puny. You need a good Holy Ghost worming. You need to get to eating right. When I see them old goats like that, I had to start doctoring them. I shoot them with shots. I poke stuff down their throat. I give them. I do everything I can to help them. I even dig a hole and bury some of them. Hey, I had one the other day. I fooled with that thing a solid month and a half. I probably spent $50 on a $40 goat trying to get that thing wet. You know, before that thing died, I was wishing it'd die. I got tired of fooling with it. I hope God don't get that way with you and me. But let me tell you something, friend. He'll get tired of fooling with you. He'll try to help you. But you can't just go too far. Amen? Listen to me. There's a call to fellowship and a call to feast and there's a call to feed. Now, when he got them to the fire, his food, his filling, then he had a challenge for them, a call to feed. Not feed theirself, but to go out and feed the flock. When he told Peter there, feed my lambs. Peter, you love me more than you love these? He asked him over and over again, didn't he? Do we really love him more than anything? Let me tell you something. If you're going to be in the right standing with God, you're going to have to love him above all things. He loved you above all. And we ought to love him. We ought to return that love to the Lord. They had an opportunity. He said, feed my lambs. And then he said, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. And I think today, that's what he would say out of a lot of pulpits today, friend, is come and dine. And he'd say to a lot of preachers and teachers, feed my lambs and feed my sheep, friend. But I'm afraid that we live in a day, friend, of compromise, friend. I'm afraid we got a lot of teachers and flocks that's got itching ears, friend. They've heaped to themselves teachers, that'll just teach fables instead of the Word of God. We ought to be thankful for what God has given us at this place. We've got a pastor that preaches the Word of God. We've got teachers that teach the Word of God. You notice I noticed something the other day. Out of the book of 1st or 2nd Timothy over there where he was charging Timothy to preach the Word. Preach the Word because there'd be a time when they would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. He didn't say preachers, he said teachers. That's pretty interesting, ain't it? And that's where we're at today. We've got mega churches, friend, that's got the Joel Osteens and that kind of bunch right there that's just standing in pulpits teaching things to an itching ear out there, the things that folks want to hear. They're magnifying and edifying the flesh instead of preaching the Word of God. But Paul said it'd come a day like that, and we're in that day right now, friend. But I'm glad, friend, we still got a place so we can come and hear preaching of the Word of God and teaching of the Word of God. Well, listen to me. We've got the same opportunity today to feed the flock, to feed the sheep, to feed the lambs. And it is an obligation, not only an opportunity, but it's an obligation. There's somebody that needs feeding. There's somebody that's hungry. There's somebody that's thirsty. We ought to have something to give them. Amen? Might be down on your job. Hey, no telling where God will put you in contact with somebody that needs to hear a word of truth in a word that's full of lies, full of deceit. And listen to me, friend. We ought to be obligated. Not only the opportunity to feed, the obligation to feed, but the opposition of feeding. He said, Peter, you love me more than these? He had to get past his flesh, didn't he? Flesh is one of our biggest obstacles in life. Flesh. Sorry old flesh. It'll oppose everything. It'll oppose everything that God wants you to do. But if you'll strengthen the inner man, he can overcome the flesh. Come and dine. Come and dine. Jesus knew what they needed. He knows what we need tonight. And he'll give it to each and every one of us. Listen, a call to fellowship, a call to feast, a call to feed, and lastly this, a call to faithfulness. Listen, the Bible says it's required of a steward that a man be found faithful. You hear that? It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Listen, if we're going to serve God, we're going to have to serve Him in faithfulness, or we're going to be a failure. Amen? Listen, they were to go out and fish for souls. They were to go out and feed the flock. And he goes on down further in this chapter right here, and he charges them, charges Peter to follow me. Follow me. Two times he says that. Not only fishing, feeding, and following Christ, but finish right. He spoke to Peter about how he was going to end up in life, how he would be crucified later on in life. Listen, it ought to be our desire to finish right. It ought to be our desire to live right. And it's something we have to work on. Amen? If you don't come and dine with the Master, your life's going to be a mess. Your life's going to be a failure down at the end. I want to finish right, don't you? I want to have something that I can look back at and the Lord can look at and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. Boy, it'd be a blessing to hear that, wouldn't it? Amen? Hey, dining at the Master's table. Let me challenge you to come Sunday needing something. Listen to me. This world takes too much of our mind. It takes too much of our life. Jesus is life. And we've got something to do. He wants us to grow up. Amen? Grow up. Hey, change your diet. Start eating a little bit more out of His book. Spend a little more time in your prayer closet. Think more. Think more. Set your affections on things above. Don't let the things of this world just consume your life. Amen? I appreciate you being here tonight. Stand with me.